Before I ask for any questions, if either one of you are curious about the money that we set aside for broadband internet, I'm happy to elaborate on that. It's a project I've been working closely with. If you don't, that's fine, but if you do. So Commissioner Gilman, with that said, do you have any questions or comments about anything Jennifer talked about?
No, I just want to thank Jennifer. It's an impressive job that she's done in putting this budget together. It's a complicated budget this year, and we've seen a lot of changes and a lot of growth in the county, and so with those always come the maturations you have to go through and the flexing, and so I really appreciate all the work you've done on the budget, and I feel like you've covered a lot of issues that very important, have far-reaching consequences to the county and to our fiscal responsibility, but I really believe that you've addressed those in a very professional way. I thank you for that.
Thank you very much. And having conscientious department heads makes my life much easier, so that's very helpful.
Yeah,
I share that kudos with them.
I admire our departments greatly. They've done such a wonderful job in fiscal controls.
Yes.
Yeah, couldn't agree more. Thank you.
Thank you.
Well said, Commissioner Gilman. Vice Chairman Mitchell, any questions or comments?
No, I'm good. Thank you very much. It's
all right.
A great budget.
Thank you.
I don't have any questions or comments for you, Jennifer, but I echo the Commissioner's sentiments. I mean, everybody's done a fantastic job. It's been a really rough year with a lot of expenses and maybe a lot of unknowns. So thanks to you and your office and all the department heads.
Thank you very much.
Is there any public comment at this time? Not seeing any public comment. Vice Chairman Mitchell, would you care to entertain a motion?
Yeah, I, Commissioner Mitchell, move to direct the comptroller to move forward with the Story County 2023-2024 final budget as discussed.
Thank you.
All right, there's a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Motion passes unanimously. Thank you again, Jennifer, Sheriff, for chiming in. Appreciate it. All right, moving on to item number 31. This is discussion only. No action will be taken. Discussion, consideration, and general direction to staff per Commissioner Mitchell's request to consider decreasing certain base business license fees and home-based business license fees countywide. Commissioner Mitchell, you have the floor.
Thank you. What do you think? Should I? Just from here?
Yeah.
All right. So, as you'll recall, we had a discussion workshop on this a little while back. And I want to thank our, I can't even remember. Community Development, is that the name of the department? The Building Department for doing some work and digging into this and kind of where things stand. If I remember correctly, the temperature of the board in that discussion was, it seemed that there was, kind of consensus that we could look at home-based business license fees and possible reduction there. There was a little less consensus, if you will, on looking at regular business license fees. So based on, and these are kind of rough numbers because it's always kind of trying to hit a moving target, but the numbers that Ashley provided to me, we have, I'm just going to round it out and say there are about 100 home-based businesses in the county. Of those, about half of them are related in a way to tourism, and we internally divide up where those fees go based on kind of different elements of the businesses themselves. And so some portion of business license fees goes to the fire district, some portion, if it's related to tourism in some way, a portion goes to the VCTC for their budget, and then the sheriff's office oversees some specific business licenses based on the type of business that it is, and there were 10 home-based businesses that the sheriff deals with, my thought, and I know this is a discussion item, it's not really an action item, but my thought was to kind of give general instruction to staff to get more specific on just the home-based business aspect, to take a look at that. And get more specific on the actual dollars that are in play and what it would take if those fees were reduced substantially. That would be brought back to the board for action, potentially. And then if that was something we wanted to move forward with, then then we could take that chunk, because it's a fairly understandable chunk. It's less complex than looking at all of the business licenses, and potentially look at that as a pilot program, if you will. If it seems to work well, at a future time, we would have the option to revisit if we wanted to look at our broader business license fees and if we wanted to make any adjustments there.
Okay.
Mr. Chairman, if I could address Commissioner.
Please.
So there's an ethical issue that comes up in regards to like a home-based business. You have a home-based business. And as Commissioner Gilman has done frequently in regards to liquor licenses, he discloses that he has a business that has a liquor license, but that the impact of considering the liquor license issue is the same on him as it is to the rest of the business.
Sure.
Liquor license community. And that's kind of a disclosure that...
Okay. Yeah, and I'd be happy to do that. So this is, for the record, this is Commissioner Mitchell, and just for proper ethics and good governance, I'd like to disclose that I am the holder of a home-based business license, and so any action that the board would take in the future would affect me, but it would not affect me any differently than any other holder of a home-based business license. Is that sufficient? Thank you.
Thank
yeah,
you.
My apologies for forgetting.
No problem. Is there anything else you wanted to cover at this time, or should we open this up for discussion amongst the fellow commissioners?
That's really it. I think that kind of sets the stage. Again, I don't think this is listed as an action item, but certainly a discussion and kind of getting thoughts from the commission would be helpful if it's something that we'd like to continue to pursue.
Commissioner Gilman, do you have anything, or would you like me to?
Please, if you would.
Okay. My apologies, Commissioner Mitchell, if I missed this, but so what was the proposal? So for the home-based business license, are we going to drop the fee 50%, 75%, 25%?
Well, there is no specific proposal at this point. I think that's when we brought it forward, the discussion item was to discuss significantly reducing the fees. I'm happy to put something more specific on that, as long as it's within the bounds of what we have on our agenda today. But I feel like in the grand scheme of things, both the application fee, which the first year when you apply for a business, there's a fairly significant application fee. I think it's $75. Mm-hmm. And then the ongoing, which is $100, if I remember correctly. I feel those... While reducing those are not, not going to change anybody's life, the grand total of when we're talking about a $26 or $27 million general fund budget, the impact on the revenue side, especially for home-based businesses, is fairly insignificant. And so I'd like to see a significant reduction in that. Dropping it down to something, I do believe that when someone has skin in the game, that's a good policy or good practice. So I don't believe that it should be nothing, but I think it should be really nominal, because it really doesn't drive a lot of our revenue. We don't necessarily have to provide a lot of services, and just from a philosophical perspective, I feel like removing one more barrier to entry, especially for hobby businesses or ideas that people want to pursue and kind of start up, taking away that one more barrier would encourage even more entrepreneurship and home-based businesses. I feel like that's really valuable for our community, because having people develop home-based businesses gives them economic diversification, so that if something happens with another form of employment, they have an opportunity to ramp that up and create a more substantial business out of it. But it, in my opinion, that's healthy for our community, for people to exercise their creativity, exercise entrepreneurship, and develop opportunities to for self-employment.
Noted. Deputy DA Loomis, is there an issue with us if the board was to decide to seriously look at this? Is there any issues? I know this has come up in the past. If we chose to, I'm going to throw a hypothetical out there, we reduce the home-based business license fee and the application fee by 75%. Is there any repercussions because we haven't included non-home-based business licenses? Mike, do we need to, because I know Commissioner Gilman at one point had looked at possibly reducing the taxes for a certain group, and I know that you had mentioned in the past that we can't be selective in who we reduce fees to.
I think the question in the past was on taxes, property taxes.
Yes.
This one, you know, it's an economic decision. It's not going to be subject to any higher level testing that there is a rational basis for making the decision, which I think Commissioner Mitchell has described.
Okay.
So I don't see a problem, no.
So it's simply just fees only, and if we choose to not charge home-based businesses very much money, there's no issue with Switch or Tesla, for example, going to get a license.
I don't see one.
Okay, fair enough.
Point of clarification.
Please.
All right. Austin Osborne, for the record. So my notes going back to the first meeting that we had, I just want to make sure, you know, as ourselves, we get direction on where we're going to go. First thing, I want to commend Ashley for the tremendous audit she has performed in not only the community development business license sector, but also all the migration from AS400 over to Tyler. And she's found some interesting findings. And so thank you for that. But my point of this is what I'm hearing from the last one, wherever this board wants to go, we're fine, is Walmart pays $75 for a business license, and a small business here in Virginia City pays the same. So both of those businesses would enjoy a 50% decrease or whatever the percentage you want to do on that category of license. The application would be another category, and that would be the same for all businesses, small or large. And then if there was something to deal with home-based, all home-based businesses would enjoy whatever it is this board decides to do. So our understanding is we're not going to mess with the square footage. We're not going to mess with full-time equivalents of these businesses that are also categories in the licenses. And I think that goes back to non-legal, but with what Keith has explained, I want to make sure we're just clear on our side, is that we're not looking at providing something different for one group of businesses than another. Everybody would just get the same thing across the board. Whatever this board wants to do is fine. I just want to make sure we're clear on that.
Yeah, well, and if I may kind of revisit, so and to address, Chairman, your question, our business license structure already categorizes business by type or by other characteristic. We have a different fee for a home-based business than a general business license on an annual basis. It's actually slightly more for a home-based business than it is for a general business. And so, assuming that that's a proper structure, and I think that's a fairly strong assumption, as long as we treat each category the same within that category, then we are applying it equally across, as County Manager has talked about. Now, going to the specific question that kind of the county manager brought up, I would like to, my personal preference would be, and again, I'm not a committee of one, but would be to look at the basic business license fee both for general businesses and for home-based businesses, at reducing that and not touching any of the add-ons. So if you have a lot of square footage, you have a lot of employees, you leave all that the same. In my mind, taking that basic business license fee down to something really nominal would have the greatest impact on the smallest businesses, simply because that's most of what they pay, right? And that's simply because if you want to look at it in the reverse, you could say that our licensing structure is regressive in the way that it affects people from the basic business license perspective. So, but reflecting back on our last conversation, there was some concern brought by the commission that, for example, well, we have to provide inspections if you have a physical location. And that would be a counterpoint to reducing that basic business license fee. If I had a shop where I don't pay those additional add-ons, but we still have to provide some services, then we are reducing that down and not offsetting those services. That to me is less of a concern, simply because the way that our revenue comes in and the way we provide services as a county is a little atypical. We're asymmetrical. We don't necessarily pay for the services with the fees that are generated directly from providing those services. And so my preference would be to look at both the basic business license fee for a general business and looking at a home-based business, their fee, because there are no add-ons there. Leaving alone any of the add-ons, leaving alone potentially anything that the sheriff's office deals with, because that's kind of a complication. Or maybe it falls, maybe it's all the same. I don't know what the simpler way to do it is. Maybe everything just gets dropped down and that's it, leaving alone the privileged licenses as well, the more specific ones. But of course, that's subject to kind of the pleasure of the board.
So, Commissioner Newman, if you don't mind, again.
Please.
So I'm going to assume that I'm speaking for Commissioner Gilman here as well. I would find it helpful if you, in an ideal world, came up with, like I said, what you would imagine to be something significant, obviously, for us to move forward. So in an ideal world, do you have numbers already set aside, like where you would want to see this? Because I think... for me specifically, if I had an idea where, you know, you wanted again to reduce the fees by 50%, that would help me move forward rather,
sure.
You know, and I understand that you want to give us the opportunity, but.
Yeah, well, if it's helpful, I mean, so my past experience in a previous town that I lived in, the business license for a home-based business was actually just a business registration. The purpose was not to pay for the privilege of doing business there. The purpose was to know that someone was conducting business and to have the contact information for the owner of that business.
Okay.
It was $20 a year.
Okay.
There was no application fee.
And that would be our equivalent to the application fee.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
So there was no application fee. That was the annual.
Okay.
So for me, $10, $20, something very nominal. It's still something, right?
Sure.
Because it's, again, I like the idea of people taking it seriously, having skin in the game, right? But at the same time, making it something that's a significant reduction.
If I may, just for the sake of clarity, are we talking specifically about the home-based business? Or are we talking about all business licenses in the county? Or I'm a little bit confused. I think I hear you talking about home-based business. And that would be the focus of this conversation? Or are we talking about all business licenses and the reduction?
Well, so, and County Manager Osborne was asking for some clarification along those lines. Originally, my discussion was about all. Based on the conversation at our last workshop, it didn't seem there was support for looking at all. And so I'm happy to pull it back just to home-based businesses because I felt like that's where there was agreement that was something we wanted to look at.
And if I understand, there's about 100 of those in the county today?
Roughly.
And so what would the number look like on the license fees that we're currently receiving on those 100 versus what's the number we're looking at? Anybody have an idea on that?
Dollars-wise?
Yeah. What's the actual fiscal impact?
Well, if you have 94 businesses and they're paying $100 a year, it's about $10,000 plus application fees. But I'd be happy to, if staff may have more specifics on that, and they may be helpful in the other question is application fees and how many new businesses home-based businesses we get on that.
County manager.
Yeah,
I think the comptroller and Ashley may be able to.
But also Jennifer and Ashley are here. Would you two like to, or do I have some numbers here? It's up to you.
I would like some clarification if you're talking about all home-based businesses or just the ones that are not affiliated with tourism.
So we have about 10-ish that are based with tourism that we don't touch. VCTC gets 100% of that.
Not to
so 100%.
Do you mind just stating your name for the record?
Ashley Mead.
Thank you.
For the record.
Thank you.
So those are, to make sure we're clear, there's 10 home-based businesses.
About 10 home-based businesses. Yes, that's correct.
So that would leave us $9,000 at $100 a license approximately is what we're looking at, and that would be split between Fire and Story County.
And that split, can we just talk about that?
Yes, it's so all of our licenses per the MOU are 67-33. So 67% for us, 33% for Fire, besides all VCTC. So any C Street ones that you guys see, the liquor licenses, all those are all tourism-based businesses, those all go to VCTC.
100% of the
100%
license
100% of it up to, what, $225,000?
Yeah,
but
never
we don't
reached
hit
that.
But if we're talking about just home-based businesses, if I'm calculating, there are 10 of them?
For VCTC, 90 that are for the county.
I see.
Ashley, if you could, on the spreadsheet that you sent over, there were it was broken out a little different. There's a total VCTC was 50 and total Story County is 44.
So if you're talking about the first spreadsheet that was sent out for just home-based, mm-hmm. there's three categories. It says like Story County, VCTC, and the ones to be changed. 44 of those, I believe, have to be changed to back to Story County because they have been going to VCTC that I found that are incorrectly going there.
Is that 44 of the 50?
Yes, of that light item. So the 90, if you look at the original one.
Yep. Oh. Thank you. That's helpful.
So let me try to maybe let's simplify this, right? We got 100 home-based businesses. End of story. So if we're collecting 100 bucks a piece, 10 grand, if we drop it down, because obviously I would want to, if we're going to move forward with this, it's got to be significant, right? I mean, knocking $10 off or $25 off even, to me,
yeah,
you know, what are we really doing here? So if we knock it off to something significant, either 50% off, right? So we're losing about $5,000. Just stop me if I'm wrong. $5,000 versus $10,000 that we generate. This is the yearly recurring fee. Or we could look at something like 75% off. So then we go from $10,000 in revenue to $2,500 in revenue. Because if we do entertain this, I would like to see, again, if we're going to do it, let's make it meaningful, right? We can't go free. So I think we either reduce it at 50% or 75%. I think in the grand scheme of things, I don't know that we're losing a lot of revenue. You can argue that we're giving some folks their tax dollars back, I guess, in a way. To play both sides, I would say there may be, we could maybe see an effect where more folks that run under the radar would be willing to get a business license. So there is a potential for maybe some increased revenue. But I think to just simplify things, I would like to just imagine that all home-based businesses, if we're going to entertain it, we either knock their fee down 50 or 75%. You know, and I think, again, that helps simplify the math rather than trying to piece out, you know, the 10 that, you know, whatever. I think if we're going to look at something, I would prefer to look at something as a whole. Say all the home-based business license fees, we drop the application fee down to $25 based on what you were saying, and then we look at reducing the yearly fee. I think that way that keeps things just pretty simple.
I don't disagree.
Okay.
So the one or two complicating pieces, and it's good to have staff here, is that a decision that we make will affect revenue in a very small way for the VCTC, and I don't know what kind of collaboration or permission we would need from them, buy-in from the VCTC, and then also from the fire district, who receives roughly a third of these funds, right? So they don't all go into the...